You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name's Allison Klein. Today I'm with Jeff Fisher from RES Software. Jeff, you're the VP of Business Development at RES. Why don't you tell us about the company and your role within the organization?
RES Software is a 12-year-old ISV focused on providing management and automation solutions for the desktop. And we were basically one of the first companies to really address some of the unique challenges of managing virtual desktops and have built out a pretty substantial product portfolio over the past 12 years. What I do specifically is spend most of my time with strategic partners like Intel to make sure that our roadmaps are aligned and that we're focused on complementary solutions.
Today's topic is founded in the reference architecture that RES and Intel just released associated with your virtual desktop extender product. But why don't we start with the world of VDI and how virtual desktops have evolved in the world of virtualization and where you're seeing VDI put into practice today?
So I think the most important thing that's really happened over the past 3 years is that this whole promise and that somehow most of enterprise client computing would move to a hosted VDI model in the data center is really sort of not coming to fruition. So the change that we're seeing is really one where everybody in the market, you know, customers, ISVs, analysts, are really sort of coming to the conclusion that we're going to live in a hybrid desktop world. So we're really starting to see sort of the manifestation of that concept. And obviously at RES, we're very excited about it because we've been providing solutions for hybrid desktop computing as we define it. So it's really exciting time for us.
For those of us in the audience that aren't as familiar with the technology, when you look at it, you talk about some of the constraints that were within the traditional model of VDI that didn't allow for some of the flexibility that the user experience really required. Can you contrast what that model was to where we are today with the hybrid model?
Sure. So the traditional VDI model was all about moving from a device or an operating system, a client operating environment running on a rich device, and moving that operating environment to a virtual server in the data center. With VDI, it's more about having your own individual Windows client instance, except instead of running locally on your endpoint, it runs as a VM in the data center.
So when you look at this hybrid model, what is the differentiation and what flexibility do you allow for that model to take advantage of some of the virtual desktop capabilities while giving the user the rich experience that they're seeking?
The way we see it is that you really, as an IT architect, need to decide which virtual desktop solutions work for which user types as well as specific sets of services and applications that you deliver. And if you really sort of open your mind and take a hybrid approach, you can say, if I'm going to deploy a rich Intel-powered endpoint to my user, I know I have the ability when I need to run certain applications locally. And that could be your VoIP client. It could be certain types of multimedia. It could be very processor or resource-intensive applications for specialized users that would otherwise bring a virtual server to its knees. So with a solution like VDX, Virtual Desktop Extender, from RES Software, you can pick and choose which applications run on a true VDI session in the data center and which ones run locally. And essentially what our VDX software does is ensure that those applications that are running locally are seamlessly displayed within your hosted or remote desktop session.
Another macro trend within business seems to also be the bring your own hardware model that's coming into the business environment where you're utilizing technologies like what you're talking about to allow employees to use their own PCs within the environments with an enterprise layer embedded within that device. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we really see BYO as being a substantial force over the next few years. We think that, you know, given all the other options in the marketplace, most of which involve IT having to install some sort of significant software footprint on the endpoint, VDX offers a unique capability in that all you need to do is put a protocol plugin for HDX, for example, or Microsoft RDP, and away you go, and all the applications that you have can show up seamlessly in your virtual desktop. And of course, IT has the ability through our other product, which is called Workspace Manager, to have very granular control over which applications can be displayed at what time of day, you know, from what kind of a device, you know, based on a certain location, et cetera.
So let's get to the reference architecture. A reference architecture, a very detailed technical document about how to deploy VDX within an enterprise environment. Do you want to tell us about the process of getting this reference architecture done and what it delivers in terms of a template for enterprises to consider?
So we were thrilled when we got involved with the Cloud Builder team and found out that one of the models that they were looking at were cloud-hosted desktops and providing guidance and the reference architecture around how to best deploy cloud-hosted desktop. So we came in and showed them what VDX was capable of doing, and they got really excited very quickly, and then worked together with them to get a full VDX implementation up and running in the lab. And then the Intel folks were really the ones who did most of the benchmark testing. And the bottom line was they found when VDX was introduced and used to run certain types of rich media applications that the performance was dramatically improved. Certainly as the network connectivity became worse between the endpoint and the data center, you know, VDX began to shine even more.
So when we look at this, an enterprise can utilize this document to get something up running in a test lab themselves to put VDX through its paces? Is that the end goal, correct?
Absolutely. But I have some even better news to share, which is we just recently released an online test drive
of
VDX. And so if folks out there listening want to actually try VDX without any time or software investment on their own, they can literally go to an RES website, register, and then within a few minutes be running VDX on their own.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Where do people go to find out more about that test drive and more about your products?
www.resoftware.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much about the lesson about virtual desktop technology and the trends in the enterprise today. It was a really interesting discussion. I'm looking forward to hearing more from RES Software as we head towards solutions in the marketplace.
Thanks so much, Alison. We really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.